What up, though?
What's going on, Rob?
Oh, ain't nothing, Sibo. Just chilling as usual. Getting ready for this 45. The 45.
Man, the 45 has been getting good because this series is good.
Man, as long as there's hooping going on, the 45 is going to be spectacular.
Gonna be on and popping, bro.
The
So,
45.
game four we saw last night, Lakers 102, Heat 96.
All right.
You want to go or you want me to
You
break
go,
the game down?
ahead and break it down.
I'm going to break it all the way down.
All right.
Basketball, I was always taught, it's a game of runs, right?
It is.
It was a game of runs. It was just neck and neck. After the first quarter, after the second quarter, after the third quarter, that fourth quarter. And last night, I tried not to get so hyped. I really sat and broke the game down. So the game is just, it came down that the score was 90 to 88, LA. Miami had the ball. Jimmy Butler hit a wide open three. Missed it. LeBron got the rebound, pushed it. KCP out there looking like Michael Cooper.
He is ain't it with that
Johnson was
headband.
pushing that rock, threw it to Michael Cooper on the right hand side, right in front of Miami bench. Three pointer.
Coop couldn't really shoot like that, though, could he?
Cooker
But
took
he got.
down, but that
<I...
put LA up five. Miami came down. LA got another good stop. Went down to the other end. Broken play. KCP just beat Duncan Robinson off the dribble. Laid it in. Pretty much after that, it was game. All that to say, it came down to about four or five possessions that last 3 minutes. And LA made the plays and the Heat didn't.
There's plays like that
That was
and situations like that all game long that kind of give you an idea. You say, oh, I can this team probably gonna win. You know, certain things that happen. So you said it's a game of runs. There's never a truer statement in basketball. People get too worked up over small sequences. When something happens for three or four plays, and then, you know, the Lakers got to call a timeout. Like that, you know, that's just a run. And they call a timeout to just regroup. They understand that, you know, they were going to get it back. They just don't want to get too out of hand.
Yeah.
But the Rockets showed and the Nuggets showed that two out of hand in the NBA still ain't never two out of hand because they don't do like the high school stuff. They don't start like a running clock, you know. And the shot clock is 24 seconds. You got to put that thing up. So all you in the NBA, all you really got to do is play defense for about 19 seconds. Because that first 5 seconds, they just getting the ball across court. And then you probably only got to play for really a good 15 seconds worth of defense. Because that first four seconds after they get all across court, that's whoever kind of directing everybody setting the play up. Then you got to play 15 seconds of defense. Who can't do that every time down the court? So the runs are going to happen. And what LA has done, they hadn't panicked. They hadn't like started going crazy on each other. There was one play in particular. I don't know if you saw this play or not, but LeBron, I can't remember how the play got set up, but he was trying to get a pass from Kuz, like near the top of the key. And Butler was on LeBron. And Kuz was doing that little ball fake thing, like he was trying to get it to LeBron. And all you gotta do, throw it a little bit away from the man to go to the ball to get it. But like Kuz just threw it basically straight to LeBron's chest. And Jimmy, even though LeBron had him kind of sealed, Jimmy just reached his hand in, poked it away, went down court, and LeBron, I think it was a clean block, but he blocked Jimmy, but he fouled him. He got him with the body, I guess. He turned around and got a little hot about the foul call at first, and then he looked at Kuz and was like trying to show him how to pass the ball. and then he kind of just did it like he kind of showed him for like 2 seconds, and then he just turned his head and like just kind of walked it off. And Kuz just kind of looked at him and had like this little smirk on his face. But the thing that happened is the very next play down court, LeBron kind of took two dribbles, drove in, mm-hmm. kicked it right to Kuz in the corner.
I remember that.
When he passed it to him, you knew when the way that Kuz stepped into the shot, he was like, let me show this fool how I can knock down a shot real quick. And like he threw it to Kuz, and Kuz stepped into that shot. It wasn't even an open shot. He was kind of contested. And he pulled up, drilled that thing, knocked it down. And then both of them ran down court like with an air of like confidence. You could feel it like, yeah, we threw the ball away, but we go ahead and get this back right quick. Put this right back in their mouth. And that play alone, like I said, man, the Lakers are good. They good because Kuzma didn't bury his head or try to get hot at LeBron, and they go at it. LeBron did his little piece like, you know, come on, man, make sure you get me the ball. You know, he's the best player on the team. He being a little hard on him. And Kuz responded well. The Lakers, the biggest thing is the chemistry they have. They're working well together.
And it's shown since day one. That's the key word with LA. That chemistry has been there. And then I think it just kept building and building. And then once Kobe passed away, they really just gelled. And you could see it. Like, that's why I hate hearing all this Clipper talk. Because they were going to beat the Clippers. I don't care.
They were going to beat the Clippers.
Because right before the pandemic hit, remember they beat the Bucks, then they beat the Clippers. Like, the Lakers were taking off.
Yeah, the Clippers, I actually think the Clippers would have got, you know, different people think different things. I think the Clippers would have got handled by L.A. They'd have beat them in five, just like they're about to beat Miami. They'd have beat them in five.
Because everybody thought it was, I don't want to say luck, but they just thought Dallas was playing over their head. And I just think the Clippers weren't playing good.
I just think the Clippers ain't that great a team yet. Not like the Lakers. They got some good pieces, but the pieces don't really fit. The Lakers, it seems like they changed the whole team, but really all they did was bring LeBron and AD in.
Mm-hmm.
Now that changes a whole, now I understand that statement right there changes the whole team. You know, you put LeBron and AD on any, you put any one of those guys on any team in the NBA, it changes the whole team. I understand, but see, the Clippers, there's a lot going on over there. There's a lot. They got two guys that come off the bench that really could be starting for most teams. One should be a starting guard for, you know, most teams in the NBA. Then you got – it's like there's too much going on. Like Patrick Beverley's too much. He's too much of like a personality. Like he kind of thinks he's a star over there pointing all the time, every time, you know, like – the Clippers gonna need another year, maybe two, because we were so hyped, you know, LA getting a championship this year and how LeBron better go ahead and get this one because it's just getting tougher out west. I go back on that, man. I think the Lakers are just getting started.
Mm.
We gonna come
right back to that. The Clippers, okay. I don't know how in the world we got on the Clippers, but this is the 45s.
Well, it's the Lakers.
We want. But the Clippers, when you really break them down, they're really not all that good. Patrick Beverley is a below-average point guard.
Yeah, and he's not even a point guard. He's just one of them good. He's just a hustler. He hustles hard.
And then you got Kawhi. Kawhi's a baller. But Kawhi's not a LeBron or Jimmy Butler type leader. Kawhi's basically, you get a piece of paper and a pen and put down 25 points, 3 assists, 8 rebounds. He's not He's not going to talk. He's not going to say, hey, go here. He's not going to motivate. He's going to give you 25 points and 3 assists. Paul George, I'm not going to roast him like I've been roasting him.
Kawhi Leonard is Bernard King.
He's going to get his points.
Yep, he's going to go out there and get his points. You know, he plays better defense than Bernard King, but he's just going to go out there and get his points. He's going to play some defense. He's a better version of Tobias Harris.
Yep.
Pretty much. You know, he's going to come in, get his points, going to play a little D, knock down some shots. He's a better ball handling version of Tobias Harris.
And
that's it.
And then you got Zubac, another below average center. And then who else they start? Morris. Morris is a solid player, but I just named their whole starting lineup. Why were we oohing and eyeing? And then you got Lou Williams. And like I said, ever since they went to that bubble, Lou wasn't right. And then Montrezl Harrell, he just got worked. He got worked against Denver.
Oh, well, you know, he's playing against a solid front line in Denver. Like there's no places, not that he's gonna hide, but man, you're gonna get exposed playing against Denver because like it is a solid front line over there. Same thing happening with LA. Like you can't hide nobody playing against LA when you got LeBron James and Anthony Davis on the floor. Like they, especially the way the NBA, everybody switches, and I understand the switching. I want to talk about that for a second. People that's watching the NBA that may not understand all this switching defense going on. After playing in college for 4 years and fighting over picks for 4 years and what that feels like, I understand why the NBA, they don't do that for 82 games. Man, that's too much. That's too much. No, I'm 6'8", you 6'8", switch. So, but anyway, like you can't hide. So if you have any size on you, you're going to be matched up against Anthony Davis at some point in the game because there's going to be switching going on. That's just how it's going to work. So the Lakers are just, and that's where I was getting at, bro, they're going to be tough for a while because have you seen how LeBron is going to this basket?
Man.
This man going to the basket like he's 22 years old.
Man, it's scary. It's scary how good that man is at 35 years old.
Like he's still his whole game is still above the rim at 35. Like that, man, I ain't never seen that.
Man, this team bought in from day one, like you said, chemistry, and they bought in with defense. They're well coached. The Lakers are well coached, which I'm not going to get back on the Clipper thing because we could stay there all day. But the Clippers, Doc just took a year off or something. Like, he didn't, or maybe the low management and all that, and then everybody was hurt and all that. They never really, got their groove or chemistry-wise. But you can tell the Lakers, when they're focused and they come out with a sense of urgency like they did last game, they're the best team in the league, obviously. And like you said, they could be the best team in the league for the next 2 or 3 years. And I'm kind of changing my thinking too. At first, I didn't see it, but now I'm starting to see it. As long as LeBron just doesn't just fall all the way off, this team is going to be
they're going to be right back. Because Anthony Davis now is just kind of getting his groove on. Yeah. He's just starting to kind of get it where like, oh, okay, I'm the best. Even before like he's just starting to get it.
He's going to give you, unless he gets in foul trouble like he did the other game, the man on his worst nights is going to give you 22 to 25.
Oh, yeah.
A hooper. There's nothing you can do with this guy.
like if you look at that, Anthony Davis could basically carry a team. Like, he's that good. But the team that he's going to be carrying also has LeBron James.
Even if LeBron takes two steps back, AD's enough. I'm telling you. And then
so AD and Paul George would be enough. LeBron two steps back, I think it's still AD and Paul George. Like, that's and no disrespect to Paul George. Like, Paul George is a good player, but that's how good LeBron. You know, we're talking about this is one of the greatest players to ever play basketball. And then comparing him to something like Paul George, yes, he's way better than Paul George.
Even if LeBron falls to just averaging like 16 a game, the man's still going to almost average double figures and rebounds and assists. I mean, he's still going to bring so much to your team. I'm kind of seeing where this could go on for 3 or 4 years, man.
Because you know what's going to happen. You know, I don't know how all this stuff works, but you know they're going to slip around and they're going to get somebody coming. They're going to work a deal because people want to play in L.A. And it ain't going to be like a big it's going to be a young but really upcoming complimentary player to Anthony Davis. And they're going to bring him in, and LeBron going to kind of guide him in until LeBron's done. And then Anthony Davis, it'll be Anthony Davis's team, and this guy will be like Anthony Davis's sidekick or his second guy. And they're going to be just going – but for a minute, LeBron going to play with him too, whoever he is. And when I say a guy like that, I'm talking a guy like I just said, like a Tobias Harris. Or like the dude like Dinwiddie. It'll be somebody like that. It'll be somebody that you just that's kind of on the rise, then all of a sudden breaks loose, and you're like, oh, okay. Or it'll be like Zion. You know what I'm saying? Like when he can't, and not saying it's gonna be Zion. But it's gonna be a player like that. It'll mess around and be Brandon Ingram again. Like Brandon Ingram will be back because they can't hang on to him in New Orleans, and they got to get something for him. And they're trying to figure out move around. And the Lakers like, oh well, we didn't really want him to go the first time. You want Kuz and three of these other dudes? And then it's gonna be then 2 years from now it's gonna be LeBron, AD. And Ingram, who is now understands that he can just kill, and him and AD out there just killing, and Magic Johnson, right? And basically, they got Kareem, Worthy, and Magic out there again.
Man, I see it.
The Lakers ain't done, man. No, the Lakers ain't gonna be done after this.
I gotta give a shout out to KCP, man. He made that three-pointer, and then he made that layup because they kind of they just threw him the ball at the top of the key with 4 or 5 seconds left. And that Joker went and got a back like that in a finals game.
And so he's the X factor this playoffs, really. Because I was down on KCP during the season. I was like, man, stop passing that sucker.
A lot of people don't feel bad because a lot of people were down on him, man.
Stop throwing that man the ball. That sucker thinks he's a lights-out shooter. but you know what it is? That's something that a lot of people can take, listen to, and become educated. That's something to apply to your life. Just because everybody's saying you can't, you shouldn't, you won't, you got to have faith in yourself and you keep going. You know, like – you know, man, I'd have knocked this shot down a million times, man. I'm just off right now. And he just kept shooting. He just kept shooting and kept shooting. This is why they wanted me in L.A. They made moves, and they made moves to get me in L.A., and they wanted me in L.A. They thought I could do this, and I need to show them. And he just kept on because I think he was on the chopping block if he didn't not for this playoffs. He was on that chopping block. Like, I would have wrote a letter to Palinka myself, like, hey, Your boy with the initials, him got to go. Dude, I can stand over in the corner.
He had five of the biggest points of the game. Like, he was the third leading scorer. Like you said, he was the X factor. And I'm telling you right now, as long as Rajon Rondo wants to play basketball, the Lakers need to keep him. About that guy. He is just like, we talk about guys like Kyrie and some of these guys, but something about a guy like Rondo, the guy is just a winner and makes the right plays.
Well, he's a really good, he's remember just a really good basketball Austin player.
And they said Ron, with the big three championship with Rondo, yeah. And Rondo was hooping when KG and them were on the score. I mean, balling.
Rondo was the key to that championship then. He was the key to that championship. If you the crazy thing is, like, I think they needed all four of them to win that championship, but he was the one that if you took off, they would have had the least amount of chance of winning. They had the least amount of chance of winning. You take Rondo off more than anybody, probably KG second, but he's the one that had the least amount of chance of winning is Rondo because he basically controlled that. That sucker was he was a walking triple double then because
he did score a lot. He scored a little bit more back then, but when he got hurt when the bubble first started, that's why the Lakers are struggling.
Yeah, Rondo. And it's simply just because that LeBron needs that to kind of rest a little bit. Like, there's a lot that goes in. When you're playing point guard, there's no breaks. There's no timeouts. When you're directing the traffic and when you're setting everything up, there's really no breaks. You can't – there's no hiding. You're in the middle of this you're the center stage the entire game. And so, like, just doing that for a whole game for – 42 minutes that, you know, LeBron played, or 38 minutes. That's a lot of time to be center stage. And so Rondo comes in and Rondo just relieves him of that basically. And at sometimes does a better job and the offense flows a little better when Rondo's doing it.
A lot of times it does. A lot of times.
The only difference between Rondo and some of the greatest point guards or just guards that have ever played is Rondo just doesn't have that jump shot package, that he doesn't have that range where he can pull up and he's deadly coming off of a pick. Rondo now, you know, at least, you know, when he's left open, he can knock a shot down every once in a while, but that just holds his game back so much that he can't really shoot moving. Like if he's moving, it's going to be a floater or a layup. Like, he has to kind of have his feet still to knock down a shot, and that hurts him a little bit. So he never took that next step into just being a great, like, you know, talk about it as like the great point guard, but in my mind, he is.
He is a great point guard. Like I said, as long as he wants to play basketball, he will have a spot on my team.
Do you think they going to keep him? You think the Lakers feel like that, though? See, I don't know. I don't think the Lakers feel like that. I think they do.
At least one more year, run this thing back, they'll bring Rondo. Now, 2, 3, 4 years, it might be. I'm saying for them, for me, he would be on my squad, even if he's just over on the bench like Haslam. But, like, I try to move on from traffic come over there next year.
Do the Lakers need anything? Do they need a pick?
Do they need another piece? I like this.
I'll tell you, here's why I asked that. Because watching them against the Heat, I saw a few things that I'm like, they need somebody right there. Before I ask you, do they need anybody? Let me go ahead and tell you that I think they need somebody.
Okay. Let me say this.
The somebody I think they need. This,
and then,
okay,
will this help you where you're going? Remember Avery Bradley, he didn't come to the bubble. Okay, so you don't have Bradley. Right, yes. And then I don't know money-wise and all that, if they can keep him or not. But I'm not quite sure what's going on with Deion Waiters. So you say they can keep him financially, money-wise, and try to throw him in the mix. Deion Waiters with that squad a whole season, bringing Avery Bradley back, is that enough for next year? Wow.
No.
Because, you know, Deion, he could, not on this Laker team, but you throw him on some team, Deion could average 17.
Oh, you throw him on the Sacramento Kings,
so he only average 29. Guy that could, he could, you get him right. Now, he needs to get his mind right a whole year with the Lakers. He could have did kind of what maybe KCP or Kuzma did last night. So you don't think that and Avery Bradley out there just ball hawking, hitting open shots? You don't think that?
Well, that's where what you brought up where I was going. The person they need, they already have. And it's Kuzma. They need Kuzma to make that whatever Brandon Ingram recognized this year, whatever clicked and he recognized, and that stuff. Well, he actually started it last season. Something started clicking and he started recognizing, you know, the game. His game started coming to him in the right way. You could see it. You could see him getting that thing, whatever it was. He's not
playing with AD and LeBron. Like, I think Kuzma will be okay, and that's why a lot of people have to keep their mouth shut, because Kuzma's been playing good this finals. But I think another year with playing with AD and LeBron, and Kuzma's going to be fine. He's going to take that step that you want on the tape.
I was looking forward this year, that's the key to me. The key to me is, like, that's when I was talking about the guy, that's the guy. They already have him. I'm a Laker fan, and I've seen Kuzma have flashes of that, flashes of what he should be doing. And they're going to need him to do that on a consistent basis. He needs to be a consistent, you know, you can count on him for, and I'm going to say this, almost 20 a game. Like, I'm thinking, because you look at the way the NBA is formulating now, like Dallas, when the Lakers play Dallas next year with a full healthy Dallas team,
that's gonna be a tough game.
Like, Miami is a tough game, bro. We're watching it. It's a tough game. The way that these teams are set up now, and the way that basketball is played, that's another thing about it. Man, the next wave is not gonna be the team with the two superstars. It's gonna be like that team that's got that third guy. Like Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, and you better come on, Tobias Harris. Those are gonna be the squads next year. Milwaukee, that's where Milwaukee struggled. Milwaukee got Giannis, Middleton, and somebody got to step in that role. Somebody got to be one of those guys. You have to have three guys. This is crazy in the NBA right now. This is crazy how this works. You have to have three guys that on any given night can go out there.
And that's why 30. I keep saying I'm worried about Golden State, because they got Steph, they got Clay, and if they get that boy's mind right, they got Wiggins. And then you got the utility man, you know, Draymond Green, and then whatever they're going to do with that second pick. They need to get Wiseman and try to turn him into AD, but that's a whole nother story for a whole nother day. But they got those three that you're saying. They got Steph, they got Clay, and Wiggins.
Yeah, they're going to be right back.
But I see where you're going. You're going to have to be deeper. It's not just you got – and that's why I think the Nets, they'll be interesting too, because they got the two. But how is Dinwiddie and LeVert, how are you going to put all that together? Because those two can play.
Yeah, bro, like, it's already happening. I just kind of was talking about something, and it's already happening. Like, if you look at these squads, they're all formulating like that. They're all either got
the talent level,
or they're about to get the three. Like the Blazers. They got the Blazers. CJ and Dame can kill you on any night. Now this what's his name? How you say it? I can't even say it. Yusuf Nurkić. And hey, he like let him kind of get to where he can kind of figure out that full thing. Like, bro, I'm telling you, bro, like that's gonna be the new NBA. You got to have three guys that on any given night can go out and get you 30 a game. Because the Clippers going to have it. Like, you're going to have to have that. You're going to have to have that.
Shaq's been saying it for years. And I used to hate when he used to say it. But now, I mean, I understand. And it's not he's not putting these guys down, but the others. And I think the Lakers –
the others.
They got a lot of others. They just need to
– they have best others.
The others need to be more consistent. That's why people tried to put too much pressure on Kuzma. But when Caldwell Pope, Danny Green, Morris was a huge pickup, Caruso and Rondo were balling, like those are the best others – in the league by far.
I'm gonna make a bold prediction too. Caruso gonna retire a Laker. He gonna be a Laker lifer. Because I'm gonna be hot to get rid of Caruso. I'm gonna be one of the hot people. But like he's a prime example of the other. Like he's like a mix of like if you kind of combined Jason Williams. And Matthew Dellavedova. He's like a combination of them. Like, it's like you got to have people like that out there on that floor that just, like, he made some monster defensive plays. Monster. Like, and then can stand out there and hit an open shot. When that ball is loose, like, it's 5'6", 5'9" guys jumping up over the rim to get the ball, and somehow Caruso jumps up there and he's the one to come down with it. That's you gotta have them guys. That's you right. Them others. The Lakers got the best others in the league. I think. I think otherwise. Otherwise, the Lakers got the best.
That's what I'm saying. If those others keep playing team, like period, this, and you bring back Avery Bradley, we'll put him in the mix. And then we find out what's going to happen with Deion Waiters. I think they could come back with the same team.
So, speaking of come back with the same team, if you're the Heat when you lose this final, because they're going to lose, and I think it's fifth game, it's done. They got their game in. Mm-hmm. Jimmy had his one heroic game. He just drug them to victory. Lakers ain't going to let that happen fifth game. They're going to go ahead and close this out. Man. What – if you're the Heat, do you just kind of stick it out and wait on to see how Hero going to do next year? Or do you try to make some kind of – because you got a bunch of guys now, you know, like anybody on the Heat who's available, and even some of the ones that ain't available, They all by losing this final.
See, and the key, I think, because I don't know. Once again, I don't know their financial situation, but I think they were saying that Dragic is going to be able to leave and get some money. I think losing him, and I think
and he will.
I think watching that game last night, it hurts when he's not in that game. Because Hero and Robinson, them guys got to kind of create a little bit too much and none. I think if they lose him, they're gonna have to go get a Dinwiddie type player.
Because what do you do with a team like that? Like in the East, they're gonna be okay, but what do you do with a team like? Honestly, you know, Jimmy Butler is the leader on that team, but Jimmy Butler shouldn't
all
be
these rumors,
the best player.
Get Giannis. You get Giannis and try to keep Bam, Butler, and Hero.
And I mean, they got Hero, unless they just trade him for somebody else, for like an older guy.
Or if
they're gonna have to give up a little bit
with the books all next
to get him out early.
Doesn't resign, but if they try to trade him, then I say the Heat try to go after him because if they lose Dragic, they can't come back with this team minus Dragic. That's not gonna be enough.
No, but man, like what you know, if you're the Heat, you know you're gonna lose. Like. You played basketball, Sebo. There were some games that you played, and it's like, man, I'm going to play as hard as I can for the best. I want this bad. We're going to give it all we got. You kind of know that in the long run, it's because it's a team sport. And if it was just you out there playing one-on-one against whoever, different game. But as a team, you just look at some teams and you know, like, dang, like, they got us right now. You know, the Heat going into this game know that just history of the NBA, the chances of winning this finals are zero. Unless you're LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, and Kevin Love, which they are not, the chances of winning this final is zero. So, if you're the Heat management, or if you're Pat Riley, basically, what would you be willing to give up for Giannis?
Like I said,
if you're gonna call the Bucks,
kind of like how the Lakers were. They said some people were untouchable. Bam and Jimmy. And I really just would want to – and Hero. They want to
– So they're untouchable. Who you think Milwaukee coming off of for Giannis?
I'll just say Jimmy and Bam. But going into it, I try to keep Hero.
Jimmy and Bam.
Don't have pieces. I mean,
if I'm Miami, I just sit. I don't even contact them. I contact Giannis and say, "Hey, man, we want you, but we're gonna wait."
He still goes there.
I think he still goes there.
Because Giannis, you're not going to be able to trade the farm and Giannis come and it work out like it did for the Lakers.
No, it's not the same. Not the same two players. Like Bam and Jimmy ain't AD.
So
neither one of them
like
is
you
AD.
Said,
that's
let,
not that's
let
not the
Giannis.
Same.
No, we want you. But if you're going to come here and we take it to the next level, which is winning the championship, we got to the championship round, but to win it, we got to keep our team and you come. But I don't think they're going to be able to keep Dragic. So they're going to have to get a point guard. And this is what I'm hearing.
Well, I think, you know, like I would just tell them straight out. I would just go into it straight out. Bam, Jimmy, and Tyler are not going. We're not getting rid of either one of those guys to get you. So if we can't do that, we're not getting you. I would just tell them right out, straight off the jump. And just let it be like, because, if, you know, Miami got time. Like, Jimmy ain't old. And Tyler and Bam are pretty young. Well, Tyler Hero is like, it's like a, he ain't even a legal.
Yeah, he can't even go get him a Bud Light.
He ain't even legal drinking age. Yeah. I mean, I bet he can, but I bet, you know, it ain't legal when he does it. So, like, I think the Heat, and especially being in the East, I think they're going to be in good shape just holding tight and holding everybody together. Sometimes you just got to have patience, man, patience. I'm learning that as things going on with what we're doing, C-Bo. I'm learning. Patience. Patience is
don't
key.
Destroy. It is don't key. Destroy your brick team, by brick. Man, because they're already thin. If you look at their box score last night, Olenek had 4, Iguodala had 3, and Nunn had 6. And that's what came off your bench. You can't do that.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
You can't do that and beat the Lakers. We're just talking about them with the strongest others. The otherwises.
But you can't.
Yeah, you playing against them otherwises. Well, you
trading everybody.
Now, so do you think the Heat are going to get one more game?
Yep.
Let's talk about that. Let's end with that. Do you think the Heat are going to get one more game? And if so,
no, I think.
Why do you think that? And if not,
I think Miami did.
What stopped them from getting one more?
They gave all they had these last two games, and the Lakers are just going to wear them down. It's going to be another close game, but LA is going to close it out Friday night in the black Mamba uniforms. A perfect way to end the season.
I think so too.
It's going to be a tough. It's going to be tough. You know, Jimmy's going to try to come out and do his thing.
I think so,
too. Hero, Bam. But I think it's just destiny. It is. It's just destined for the Lakers to win in those black uniforms.
You know they're going to be extra juiced up. I can already see LeBron giving them a speech before the game talking about how, hey, we ain't going to disrespect this jersey. We ain't going to disrespect Kobe, we're gonna give him this one. I can already see his speech and how he's gonna amp them up and have them kind of riled up already.
LeBron,
the intensity they're gonna come
AD
out with.
AD didn't even play that good that last game. LeBron turned the ball over. LeBron has a lot of turnover. He played good in the second half, but I think he's gonna be sharper in the first half. Therefore, it's not going to be as close down the stretch. AD played fine. AD, I'm so used to AD just being a walking 30-piece nugget. So.
30-piece.
Play back. Yeah, he didn't play.
Like, that's what I was about to say. Like, you know, AD, like, he hasn't – he's only played bad one game in the finals. The rest of the time – even when AD, when you kind of feel like he's not playing bad, and when you kind of feel like he's playing bad, if you really dissect what's going on and what's happening, just the attention he's drawing is so great, and he's giving you those silent 24s. Like, I don't, like, people get so hyped up on, like, I don't know where all this came from, where somebody's dropping 24 in a game, and they're like, man, well, he was struggling. It's like, man, I don't care how many shots you took, you had 24 in the NBA game, you played pretty good. Because we gave Allen Iverson all that leeway for all them years. That sucker was taking 40 shots a game and only averaging like 24, 25. And we gave him all that leeway as one of the greatest players of all time.
And wasn't giving you half of what AD was giving you.
AD's all right to do that every once in a while.
None of that.
Not giving you half of that. Giving you none of that. So yeah, AD's playing fine. LeBron, LeBron been tripping a little bit this finals, but we still gonna get that ring action.
So the next time we have a 45, the Lakers will be the champs.
Yes, and we'll give you the 45.